The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa.
And story number four.
In the headlines, former Supreme Court judge and electoral commissioner calls for circumspection in criticizing electoral commission. Trade and industry minister reiterates government's commitment to support Ghanaian businesses to thrive. Kumasi High Court jails two armed robbers 30 years each, and vote counting underway in Chad's presidential election. First, a summary with Doreen Ampofo.
A former Supreme Court judge and electoral commissioner, Mr. Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb, has called for the circumspection, criticizing the electoral commission. He said the EC's work is critical to the country's democratic process and people must give it the utmost respect. Justice Crabb spoke on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point. The Trade and Industry Minister, Ecos Piogabra, has emphasized government's commitment to support Ghanaian businesses to thrive. He said although Ghanaian industries are producing lots of goods, they hardly acquire the expertise that will enable them to specialize at all stages of production. Mr. Piogabra gave the assurance when he paid a working visit to rewrite cables as part of his modernization tour of some indigenous Ghanaian enterprises. A Kumasi Circuit Court, presided over by Mrs. Marin Sanctuary, has sentenced two robbers to 30 years imprisonment each in hard labor. Usman Shahu and Ahmed Swala, alias Babes, attacked and inflicted deep knife wounds on the victim, a taxi driver, before fleeing with his taxi. They both pleaded guilty to the crime. And vote counting is underway in Chad after a presidential election widely expected to deliver President Idriss Deby a fifth term in office. Mr. Deby, who took power in a coup 26 years ago, is seen by Western governments as a bulwark against Islamist militants in Central Africa. In the run-up to the election, security was stepped up with protest marches banned and activists imprisoned.
Radio Ghana, meeting the news challenge with credible information.
The news in detail. A former Supreme Court judge and electoral commissioner, Justice V.C. R.A.C. Crabb, has advised Ghanaians to be cautious in criticizing state institutions such as the Electoral Commission. He said the EC's work is critical to the country's democratic process and people must be given the utmost respect. He said demonstrations and legitimate agitations against the EC are good in keeping the commission on its toes, but should be done with a constructive mindset and with decorum. He spoke on GBC's current affairs program, Talking Point.
I think demonstrations in this country are constitutional rights. Therefore, you have the right to demonstrate. You have the right to put your cause by way of demonstration. And that's what, to me, is the rest to it. The mere fact that somebody is demonstrating against GBC does not mean that Ghana Broadcasting Corporation is not doing its work. And that's how I look at it. But I'm somebody who all my life I believed in criticism. So I look at demonstrations as a form of criticism. And when people criticize me, I take it to my advantage because I will look at what it is that they are criticizing about and see how best I can do for the benefit of the work which I'm doing.
What are the demonstrations questions the integrity of the commission?
That is where the seriousness of the matter comes in. We have to appreciate that the Electoral Commission is one of the institutions in this country which is going to help us on our forward march of what we call democracy. Not only what we call democracy, but something which we all crave for. And therefore, we have to be very careful in this country how we seek to destroy the very institutions by which we would want to succeed. If we destroy the Electoral Commission, that is there for us to use so that we have the democracy which we all want in this country. And therefore, I will stress, we have to be very, very careful so that we don't destroy the very institutions which we will use in order to come to power.
Justice Crabb said the commission is not interested in registering unqualified persons. He maintained that the issue of minors and aliens in the register should be tackled from individuals who are responsible for those acts, or else when the register is opened, these irresponsible acts may recur.
I do not foresee, and I cannot even conceive, of a situation in which the Electoral Commission would want to see minors on the register. The Electoral Commission does not have an interest in that, nor does the Electoral Commission have an interest in seeing aliens upon the register. So I believe some of the questions which we ought to ask and to find the answers for: who are responsible for getting the minors on the register? Who are responsible for having the aliens on the register? I don't think the Electoral Commission is responsible for that. People who are responsible for this must desist from doing that. And that's why when we start to talk of a new register, the issue is, what guarantee is there that when you open the registers, it won't be flooded again by minors and aliens? And at the end of the exercise, we're going to complain that we have a voted register. So the problem now is that we ought to go, when the registers are executed, we have to see that the proper names are on the register.
A former deputy chairman of the commission, David Kanga, appealed to Ghanaians to show keen interest and actively participate in the exhibition of the voters' register when it begins across the country. Mr. Kanga said the exhibition is very important in the run-up to a successful voting process.
For me, the commission did well when the demands for a complete new voters' register came up. And especially when very senior citizens of this country also supported the idea of the compilation of a new voters register. When the commission said, okay, let us go beyond IPAC, which is a forum for the commission to listen to the political party, to the citizens at a forum, so that we can listen to a broader spectrum of the populace. So when they did that, I scored them highly for that approach to do. And I think, having received a report, they studied the report and came out with decisions, I felt we should respect that process. And if we have any further suggestions, we should be patient and see how we can factor those into future programs so that we satisfy our apprehensions. Oh. The present framework for the exhibition, for me, it's very good. The only thing that has been happening is that people don't patronize it. But if we did, we would remove a lot of the unwanted. Exhibition is a very good process to deal with problems with the
fact.
You could have a prolonged exhibition period. In other words, we could leave the registers at offices or places for a very long time and say that period people can continue to go and object to names in the registers. But you see, when you do that, you are asking that some people be engaged to do that work over that long period. And at the end of the day, the cost, you can't. Otherwise, we should normally have the exhibition for a very long period, and then we'll be able to deal with a lot of the cases. In fact, in doing that, you could also allow people to pick up the cases in courts. And then the cases, it may drag. So if you don't have time, you don't go in for prolonged exhibition.
Just as we've had.
The former deputy chairman of the Electoral Commission, David Kanga.
An international relations and security expert, Ebad Ibrahim, has asked the Electoral Commission to be proactive in resolving the issues surrounding the voters' register. According to him, the manner in which the EC is handling the issue leaves much to be desired, saying it could be a rallying point to generate conflict. Mr. Ibrahim called on the EC to critically look at the validation of the register, which has become a bone of contention for demonstrations.
The posturing of the EC has not been convincing to all this winding debate about the integrity sanctity of the current register, I believe will come back to haunt us at some point. So therefore, if we were able to cobble together a panel to look at the counter argument from government and opposition parties on what to do in terms of moving forward on resolving the discrepancy, so to speak, that are within the register, if we've agreed we wouldn't change the register entirely, I anticipate more consensus building at IPAC level, in the party advisory committee level, because we can't assume that sleeping dogs will lie when very major opposition parties come out every quarter of the year in the past 9 months or so to demonstrate in a mammoth way against the Electoral Commission. The Electoral Commission is meant to be an impartial umpire that should superintend over the election. So therefore, if an impression is being created that the EC is taking a position that will give one faction an edge over the other, then I believe we should revisit the issue of the integrity and sanctity of the register. If the EC panel recommended thorough validation, we should validate before we key in some new name. And therefore, one ticking time bomb, I believe, as a nation we are sitting on, is the wobbly nature in which we have treated the issue of the voters register. And therefore, for me, all other flashpoint areas we have, Boko will not matter too much in November. Alavanya won't matter. The Dagon crisis will not matter. Other issues we have will not matter. The final straw that can break the camel's back in terms of negatively tinkering with the stability and security of this nation will be the attitude of the EC as we move into November to carry out the poll. If this level of mistrust we have currently is made to endure, then whether you disband Azoka Boys, whether it is banned the Invincible Forces, or it is banned Bulga Bulldog or Bamba Boy, conflict management tells you that there are early warning signals that indicate that the issue surrounding the voters register could be a rallying point for conflict in November. So therefore, that is one area I think, taking away all the traditional flashpoint areas we have that are awash with weapons, as I have indicated, the issue of the voters register could easily tip the balance of this country and put it on the precipice of conflict. So therefore, I believe the authorities that matter should use their bully pulpit and bring to bear their influence so that the Electoral Commission will take the right decision. We look at the integrity of the voters register so that we don't push this country on the brink of a civil war in November.
On the conflict in the Chieftain's Institution in recent times, Mr. Ibrahim said he does not believe they will have any bearing on the November polls. He said government, through the sector ministry, must do all it can to probe and find lasting solution to these protracted disputes which have the potential of eroding the gains made.
I would want to assure Ghanaians that the political polarization in this country has reached a tipping point, and certainly we will face some security challenges as we end closer to the November poll. But such isolated cases of chieftaincy turbulence, for me, will not have any bearing on the peaceful elections we would want to have in November. PAGA has not been in the box vis-a-vis flashpoint areas of the country for so long. The new front that has been opened in terms of chieftaincy disputes. Therefore, I believe this is an issue largely based on domestic grievances. All that government needs to do is to enter the fray and make sure the litigants over whatever parcel of land there is over there will be made to smoke the pipe. But I don't think one could politicize this or read NPP or NDC into it or make the extrapolation that this is only a harbinger of worse things to come as we get closer to the elections in 2016 in November. It's serious enough because every inch of Ghana should be of paramount interest to everybody in terms of its security and stability. But certainly, there isn't any treasure trove of evidence to establish a nexus between this and the rising political temperature in the country. It's an isolated chieftaincy case, and I believe the Ministry of Chieftaincy will be able to resolve this with assistance from the National Health and Security Agency.
Here, international relations and security experts, Obad Ibrahim.
Minister of State at the Office of the President, Mark Oyongo, says government has laid a strong foundation for the country's economic boom beginning next year. He said even though things are difficult now, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Mr. Oyongo said the foundation has been laid by government. That is why all Ghanaians should retain the NDC government to implement more proactive programs and policies to help improve the welfare of Ghanaians. Mr. Oyongo said this at a ceremony to launch the John Mahama Ladies Club at Navrongo in the Upper East Region. The MP called on the ladies to draw up outreach programs and go out in their numbers, particularly to the villages, to win more support for the party. Mr. Oyongo entreated them to be united and run a decent campaign devoid of insults and personal attacks. The Upper East Regional Minister, Albert Abongo, commended JM ladies for joining the campaign trail to ensure that the party retains both the presidential and parliamentary slots. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories. Former Supreme Court judge and electoral commissioner calls for circumspection in criticizing electoral commission. Trade and Industry Minister reiterates government's commitment to support Ghanaian businesses to thrive. Kumasi High Court jails two armed robbers 30 years each, and vote counting underway in Chad's presidential election. Do stay tuned.
Welcome back. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Dr. Cosby Okabra, has given the assurance that government will continue to support indigenous Ghanaian enterprises to blossom if they are able to promote their products internally and beyond. He said the promotion of their products should include local expertise used in coming out with the end products for application in other sectors of the economy. Dr. Spugabra gave the assurance when he paid a working visit to Leroy Cables as part of his familiarization tour of some indigenous Ghanaian enterprises in the country. Accompanied by officials from the ministry, Dr. Spugabra said although Ghanaian industries are producing a lot of goods, they hardly acquire the expertise that will enable them to specialize at all the stages of production. The minister suggested that production of brochures and booklets about their activities would be an added value that would promote their products to people who hitherto had little knowledge of the process. He said his visit will not only offer him the opportunity to encourage management of Ghanaian enterprises to step up production, but also enable him to explain to investors and business partners outside the country the strengths and weaknesses of businesses.
A Kumasi Circuit Court presided over by Mrs. Nerin Century has sentenced two robbers to 30 years imprisonment each in hard labor. Osman Shahu and Ahmed Swala, alias Babs, attacked and inflicted deep knife wounds on the victim, a taxi driver, before fleeing with his car. They both pleaded guilty to the crime. Police Chief Inspector Felix Akulwa told the court that the incident happened on 10th March. The pair engaged the services of the victim, Kwejo Buache, to take them in his taxi to Uampong near Barakese. Midway through the journey, they attacked him with a knife, inflicting deep cuts all over his body, battered and threw him out of the car. A passerby who chanced upon the badly wounded driver went to his aid and rushed him to the Barakese Health Center for treatment. The prosecution said a formal report was later made to the police and investigations led to the arrest of the convict and recovery of the stolen car 6 days after the crime.
Votes are being counted in Chad after presidential election widely expected to deliver President Idriss Deby a third term in office. Mr. Deby, who took part in a coup 26 years ago, is seen by Western governments as a bulwark against Islamist militants in Central Africa. In the run-up to the election, security was stepped up with protest marches banned and activists imprisoned. Despite Chad's new oil wealth, half of its 13 million people live in poverty. The opposition boycotted the last election in 2011, allowing Mr. Deby an easy victory. Reports say his chances of winning again this year have been strengthened by divisions in the opposition.
The Western Sudanese region of Darfur is to vote on its administrative status 13 years after the start of a conflict. It has left 300,000 dead. The referendum over whether to remain as five states or form a single region runs until Wednesday. It is being held amid ongoing insecurity, and many displaced people have not been registered to vote. The U.S. says the vote will not be credible, but President Omar al-Bashir insists it will be free and fair. A referendum is the last step in the peace process negotiated in Doha.
The Indian authorities have ordered a judicial inquiry into the explosion and fire at the Hindu temple in Kerala that killed more than 100 people. Nearly 400 others were injured at the Puttangal temple when a faulty firework fell onto a large stockpile of fireworks. A building at the temple then collapsed, causing many of the deaths. Thousands had gathered to watch the fireworks display as part of a local New Year festival. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who visited the scene and spoke with victims in local hospitals, described the incident as heart-rending and shocking beyond words.
The Saudi-led coalition supporting government forces in Yemen says it will respect a UN-backed ceasefire which begins today. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels who are trying to overthrow the government have said they will also respect the truce. More than 6,000 people have been killed and 2 million displaced in more than a year of fighting between the two sides. Negotiations on ending the conflict are due to be held later this month in Kuwait. The UN Special Envoy to Yemen, Ismail Sheikh Ahmed, has welcomed the ceasefire, calling it critical, urgent, and much needed.
Register and pay your TV license fee anywhere, anytime. You can still pay your TV license fee at all GBC regional and district offices nationwide. There's also a standby TV license mobile collection scheme for corporate institutions and religious organizations. You can also pay your TV license at any of the Ghana Tourism Federation and Ghana Hotels Association regional offices nationwide. For inquiries, call 056-11-00800 or 056-11-00900. Any person or corporate body who contravenes the law commits an offense and is liable on conviction to a fine or to a term of imprisonment or both. Avoid embarrassment. Pay your TV license fee now. Remember, paying your TV license is your civic responsibility.
Now to end the news, the main point again. A former Supreme Court judge and electoral commissioner, Mr. Justice VCRAC Crabb, has called for circumspection in criticizing the Electoral Commission. He said the EC's work is critical to the country's democratic process and people must give it the utmost respect. Justice Crabb spoke on GBC's current affairs program Talking Point. The Trade and Industry Minister, Dr. Ekwesili Ogabra, has emphasized government's commitment to support Ghanaian businesses to thrive. He said although Ghanaian industries are producing lots of goods, they hardly acquire the expertise that will enable them to specialize at all stages of production. Dr. Ogabra gave the assurance when he paid a working visit to Rewai Cables as part of his solemnization tour of some indigenous Ghanaian enterprises. A Kumasi Circuit Court presided over by Mrs. Marin Sanctuary has sentenced two robbers to 30 years imprisonment each in hard labor. Usman Shahu and Ahmed Swala attacked and inflicted deep knife wounds on the victim, a taxi driver, before fleeing with his car. They both pleaded guilty to the crime. And vote counting is underway in Chad after a presidential election widely expected to deliver President Idris Deby a fifth term in office. Mr. Deby, who took power in a coup 26 years ago, is seen by Western governments as a bulwark against Islamist militants in Central Africa. In the run-up to the election, security was stepped up with protest marches banned and activists imprisoned. The news was presented by Doreen Ampofu
and Samuel Essa in Accra.